Cumberland, Tool and Die. Let me help you.
Yeah, it's Kenan.
One moment.
Thanks.
Tell me who's calling.
Yeah, Nico at the Bank of Cardiff.
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ken?
Yes.
Hey, Ken, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hey, you probably don't remember, we spoke a couple quarters ago about some of the programs we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital, but you mentioned that there wasn't really anything going on, and it checked back up with you kind of in like 6 months down the road. So that's what I'm doing, you know, giving you a call, seeing how business has been, see if there's anything we can do to help out.
Oh, not really got anything going on at the moment. As far as business, it's been pretty damn slow, but maybe picking up here a little, so.
Right, yeah. Does it typically pick up towards the end of the year?
Yeah, it's spotty. No real season to it for us.
So. Okay, yeah, no, because some of my clients, most of them have larger customers that kind of try and fill their budgets out towards the end of the year, so they start putting in those orders just so that they can reach their, you know, annual
right.
budget.
Yeah. We're not tied into any monetary
okay.
things like that, so.
Okay, but business has been good for you this year?
It's been slow up to this point, but it's starting to pick up.
Is there a particular reason for that? I know everybody's kind of has a different reason. Some say it's just the industry as a whole. Some say it's the election.
It's just kind of the worldwide climate, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a little edgy.
Right.
Nobody's spending any more than they have to.
True. Okay. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of remind you a little bit. We already have you pre-approved for $250,000, and kind of just out of curiosity here, is there something that you could, you know, use that money for? Do you have anything on the wish list that you would like to, you know, bring on, or would you know, if you needed some extra cash on hand?
Well, I have nothing at the moment, but hey, you know, email me some current information here, and keep you in mind.
Okay, your email's still ctd@epix.net, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll reshoot over my information, you know, so you still have me on file here. And if anything does come up towards the end of the year, you can just give me a call. I also kind of like giving my clients and potential clients a little update on the finance industry,
mm-hmm.
just as kind of like a nice, you know, gesture.
Yeah.
With the election coming up in November, what's going to happen is when a new branch of government comes in, usually interest rates start to rise because the Fed's going to increase their interest rate. And when something like that happens, a lot of my clients are trying to lock in their rates before that. So I just am, you know, kind of giving you a heads up and letting you know what's going on. It's a little food for thought because if you're looking to bring on equipment by year's end, it's a good time to do that because once the new government comes in and a new president gets elected, interest rates are more than likely going to be upped. So rather save money now than, you know, have to pay more later.
Yep. Okay.
Well, yep. Just a little food for thought. But I'll follow up with you here. You know, is there a better time you'd like me to, you know, just give you a call, check in, see how business has been?
You could try mid-December. How's that?
Mid-December? Okay. I'll give you a call then, Ken.
All right.
It was good talking to you. Take care. Have a great week.
You too.
Bye now.